The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. I'd like to turn our attention once more to the world of Jim Henson's 1986 fantasy film Labyrinth, where a vast, shifting maze surrounds the Goblin King's castle, full of various hazards, traps, and riddles. It is not uncommon to encounter the goblin army in these parts, as they tend to such important work as tormenting good-natured beasts like Ludo. In the film, Sarah encounters several heavily armored goblins engaging in just such work with nipper sticks. These are long sticks or cudgels with a strange, bitey creature perched toward the end of the stick. These creatures are hairless and pink, their eyes remain closed, and they seem unwilling or incapable of leaving the end of the stick that they cling to with clawed hands and feet. While the goblins don't bother to explain the origin of the nipper sticks, and the bestiaries and novelizations I turn to were equally silent on the matter, one is struck by a sense of newborn or larval morphology in the nipper beast. It has not yet opened its eyes. It does not move on its own. It has not grown hair. Its only defining behavior is to bite at any and everything it can with its pronounced, sharp teeth. Larval aggression is very much a reality in the animal world. It is common among nursery mates, generally due to resource limitations. Some salamanders and frogs even develop cannibal morphs, larvae with larger teeth and mouths to gobble up nursery mates when resources are tight. While horrific sounding to us, this is just the survival economics of the wild. It's also one way of interpreting the large mouths and teeth of the nippers. Larvae have many enemies, however, so it also bodes well for larvae to fend off predators, as well as cannibal adults of the same species. It has been theorized that the dorsal spines on metallic blue lady beetle larvae serve to protect them against attacks by the larvae of other species, species that often boast the speed, maneuverability, and mandibles to take out susceptible larvae. This, according to Intraguild Predation Among Lady Beetles and a Green Lacewing by McCaud and Grant from the Bulletin of Entomological Research in 2007. In short, larvae and babies generally have a great deal of development left to do, sometimes in quite a hurry. But in some cases, it makes sense to front-load that development with an outsized ability to defend yourself or to consume your competitors. One can easily imagine the goblins of the Goblin City in Labyrinth capitalizing on these adaptations for their own nasty weaponry. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.